La série musicale Grégory Philips.
Bonjour, grand plaisir à vous retrouver pour ce cinquième et dernier épisode de la série musicale de l'été consacrée à Bruce Springsteen. Nous avons essayé d'explorer à travers sa musique un maximum de facettes du boss. Aujourd'hui, Springsteen, un conteur américain, l'héritier des grands chanteurs folk. Et parmi ceux qui l'ont considérablement influencé, il y a le guitariste et chanteur Woody Guthrie, né le 14 juillet 1912 à Okemah, Oklahoma. On le connaît surtout pour sa chanson « This land is your land » que le boss reprenait quasiment à chaque concert pendant toute la décennie 80. Mais on va débuter avec un autre titre de Woody Guthrie, moins connu, qui s'appelle « Tom Joad Blues ». Ça date de 1940 et c'est cette chanson et aussi la lecture des Raisins de la colère de Steinbeck qui, des années plus tard, va inspirer Springsteen pour écrire l'album de Ghost of Tom Joad, Woody Guthrie d'abord et Springsteen à suivre.
Tom Joad got out of the old McAllister pen. There he got his parole. After four long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. There he caught him a ride. He said, I just got loose from McAllister Pen on a charge called homicide. A charge called homicide. That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat, and he found little Muley, and Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked down to the neighbor's farm, found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mother said, we've got to get away. His mother said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm staying with the farm till I die. Yes, I'm staying with the farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joad did die. They buried Grandpa Joad by the side of the road, Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand.
Place and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the bridge. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Families sleeping in their cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight. Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a buddy and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Breathing in the city aqueduct. The highway is alive tonight. It's hit it, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in my campfire line, waiting on the ghost of Tom Joe. There's a cop beating a guy. Wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Where there's somebody fighting for a place to stay, a decent job or a helping. Somebody struggling to be free. Look in the eyes, Mom, you'll see me. The highway is alive tonight. Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line with the ghost of old Tom Joe.
Bien avant The Ghost of Tom Joad sort en 1982 l'album Nebraska, considéré comme l'un des chefs-d'œuvre de Springsteen. Et sur ce 33 tours Nebraska, il y a une chanson dans laquelle le boss raconte cette habitude de revenir souvent de nuit en voiture à Freehold, New Jersey, pour passer et passer encore et encore devant la maison de ses parents, My Father's House. Mais je vous la propose dans la version de la chanteuse américaine Emmylou Harris.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the fall before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran down that broken path with the dead. broken, I imagine, are things that pull us apart. That will never again, sir, tear us from each other's heart. I got dressed into that house I from out on the road, I could see its window shining in fire. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. She said, I'm sorry, but no one by that name is here
musicale. Grégory Philips.
Au milieu des années 70, la presse musicale américaine expliquait qu'il y avait un peu deux nouveaux Bob Dylan. D'un côté, Bruce Springsteen, de l'autre, John Prine, moins connu en Europe, mais un chanteur de folk et de country music très populaire aux États-Unis. Il est de la même génération que le boss, né en 1946, 3 ans avant Springsteen, dans l'Illinois, et mort malheureusement il y a 2 ans à Nashville. On écoute John Prine dans l'un de ses plus beaux titres, Angel from Montgomery.
Child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken. Just give me one thing that hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel. The hard way to go.
Et puis il y a aujourd'hui toute une génération de jeunes artistes américains qui se revendiquent de la même lignée et qui à leur tour ont été influencés par Bruce Springsteen. C'est le cas de Justin Vernon, fondateur de Bon Iver. C'est un groupe d'indie folk, de folk indépendant. Justin Vernon qu'on peut entendre par exemple dans ce titre sorti en 2020 sur l'album de la chanteuse Taylor Swift intitulé Folklore justement. La chanson s'appelle Exile.
I can see you standing, honey, with his arms around your body, laughing, but the joke's not funny at all. And it took you 5 whole minutes to pack us up and leave me with it, holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore, so what am I defending now? You were my town, now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before.
You'd get your knuckles bloody for me. Second, third, and hundredth chances, balancing on breaking bridges. Those eyes add insult to injury. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore. Seen this film before, so I'm leaving out the side door.
So step right out. There is no amount of cry I can do for all this time. We always want a very thin line. You didn't even hear me
out.
You
didn't even hear me
out. You never gave a warning sign.
Never learned to read my mind.
I couldn't turn things around. Cause you never gave a
were my defending now. You were my town. Now I'm in exile, seeing you out.
I think I've seen this film before. So I'm leaving out the side door.
So step right out. There is no amount of crying I can do for all this time. We always walked a very thin line. You didn't even hear me out.
Didn't even hear me
out. You never gave a warning sign.
I gave so many signs.
All this time, I never learned to read your mind.
I never read my mind.
Couldn't turn things around.
Turn things around.
So never gave a warning.
Alors, on l'a vu, la musique de Bruce Springsteen a des racines profondes. Elle vient notamment des premiers chanteurs folk américains, Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan et aussi Pete Seeger. En 2006, Springsteen reprend American Land lors des Seeger Sessions, une chanson d'immigrant, comme dit le boss, lui qui a des racines à la fois italiennes et irlandaises.
Hello, New York. Immigrant song for New York City.
They died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. They died together 100 years ago. They're dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep down.
There's diamonds in the sidewalk. There's gutters lined in song. Dare I hear the beer flow from the faucets all night long? There's treasure from the taken for any hard-working man.
Voilà, c'était le cinquième et dernier épisode de cette série musicale de l'été consacrée à Bruce Springsteen. Grand merci à Benjamin U qui l'a réalisé. À la technique aujourd'hui, c'était Jacques Hubert. Énorme merci à Sandrine Trainer et Jean Béguin qui m'ont fait ce cadeau de me laisser vous parler du boss pendant 5 émissions. Amitié à nos partenaires Aujourd'hui en France, Le Parisien et le magazine Rolling Stones qui ont soutenu cette série musicale. Vous pouvez bien sûr écouter ces 5 émissions en podcast sur le site franceculture.fr avec les pages écrites et mises en ligne par Meryl Moneghetti. Toujours sur franceculture.fr, si vous en voulez plus, je vous conseille d'aller écouter ou réécouter la formidable grande traversée que Judith Pérignon avait consacrée en 2017 à Springsteen. Elle est toujours disponible et c'est un véritable bijou. La semaine prochaine, enfin, deuxième série musicale de l'été, ce sera Barbara par Marie Richeux, E Streeters. Je vous dis à très bientôt.